有一次主耶稣跟门徒从犹大要上加利利去。
Once Jesus was going from Judah up to Galilee with his disciples.
在中途他们需要休息。
And they had to take a break halfway.
所以他们是来到一个井城外的井旁。
So on this journey, they came upon a well outside of a city.
需要食物他们食物也吃完了。
They needed some food, and they have ran out of food.
所以耶稣的门徒就进城去买食物。
So Jesus' disciples went into the city to look for food.
当他们回来，他们就请主耶稣吃。
When they came back, they offered the food to Jesus.
主耶稣对门徒说。我有食物是你们所不知道的。
And Jesus said to his disciples, I have food which you do not know.
如果主耶稣有食物为什么还要门徒进城去买？
If Jesus had food already, why did he bother to ask the disciples to go into the city to get food?
原来主耶稣所说的食物并不是指着物质上的食物。
Well, the food that Jesus is referring to now is not referring to material food.
当时他们会经过，当时他们经过的是一个撒玛利亚的村庄。
At that time, they were passing by a village of Samaria.
这本身就是一件奇怪的事情，不平常的事情。
This passage in and of itself is something out of the ordinary.
因为犹太人他不会是选择。走经过这个撒玛利亚人的村庄。
Because normally, Jews would not purposely choose to go on a path near a Gentile.
主耶稣跟这些门徒，他们都是犹太人。
Jesus and his disciples are all Jews.
这些门徒可能没有问但是知道主耶稣知道他们心中有这个疑问。
Perhaps the disciples did not outright ask Jesus, why are we going this way? But Jesus knew that they had this question in their hearts.
所以主耶稣才刻意地讲我有我的食物是你们不知道的。
This is the reason why Jesus intentionally said that I have food which you do not know.
主耶稣接着就说我的食物就是遵行我天父的旨意做成他的工。
Then Jesus further said that my food is to do the will of my father.
你们觉得奇怪，为什么我们要经过撒玛利亚人的地方？
You may think that this is strange. We have to pass by the city of Samaria.
但是神的爱是要普及每一种人。
But the love of God is to come upon all men.
神爱犹太人，神也爱这些撒玛利亚人。
God loves the Jews. He also loves people who are in Samaria.
这是神的爱，这是神的旨意。
This is God's love and His good will.
所以我也要来完成神的工，就是我也要来将福音带给这个撒玛利亚人。
I'm here to finish God's work, and that is, I will bring the gospel to the Samaritan.
主耶稣会做这样的选择，这样的行动就是因为他的这个价值观。
Jesus made this decision because he knew where the value is.
所以昨天我们是谈到这个有关人的这个价值观。
So last night we talked about the value of men.
这个价值观跟我们今天早上主要谈的这个目标也是有关系。
Value can be closely tied into our goals.
我们都会根据我们的价值观来定我们的目标。
Based on what we consider is valuable, we would set our goals.
有时候我们会想，一个基督徒还需要什么目标、什么计划吗？
You may wonder, well, why does a Christian even need anything else? Any goals?
有一次有一个传道同工，他在跟我问起这个一对夫妻。
Once another preacher asked me about a couple.
我就说这先生是一个非常好的好好先生。
I told him this husband is a model husband.
这个姐妹这个太太是一个很能干的姐妹。
And this wife is a very capable woman.
所以呢，家里的大大小小事情都是这一位姐妹来处理，而且处理的这个非常的好。
So she's in charge of all things in their household, and she does a very good job managing the household.
要买房子，买在哪里，买多大的， 都是这位姐妹在做决定的。
She was one who researched on where to live, what kind of house, how big the house is, and she made all the important decisions.
啊，这个先生实在有够好，什么事情都是依着这个太太。
And this husband was a wonderful husband because he would defer all these decisions to her.
哦，那这位太太也真的很能干啊，她把每一件事情处理的几乎都没有什么错误。
And this wife is truly very capable. She takes care of all the family business.
哦，那这位传道同工他就开玩笑的说，哇，那这个先生就是啊，这个任凭太太的啊，太太的这个引导指引。
And so.This preacher, co-worker, said that, jokingly, that this husband is very obedient.
是的，我们的赞美诗就是有这一首，啊，我们任凭神来指引我们的路。
And you may remember one of our hymns says that we will follow, we will go wherever he wants us to go.
哦，就是神他来带领，他来指引我们的道路。
That is, God should direct and guide our path.
我们常常说，我们把自己交给神来。
We often would say we give ourselves unto God's hand.
那这表示我们一个基督徒就不需要有目标啊，甚至不需要计划吗
？So does this mean that as a Christian we don't need to make any plans? We don't need to set any goals?
啊，不是这样子的。
It doesn't mean that.
啊，神给我们有聪明、有智慧啊，有很多的学习。
God has given each one of us wisdom and the opportunity to learn.
所以我们每一个人当然我们要立目标，啊，我们要做计划。
So each and every one of us also need to set our personal goals and also make plans.
哦，那我们知道在我们上面有一个神。
While we recognize that there is God who is in charge.
哦，那我们让神来带领我们的目标，我们的计划。
And we would trust and rely on him to help us execute our plans and to reach our goals.
哦，任凭神来引导我们的道路，不等于我们不用做，我们不用有目标跟计划。
To follow God's direction does not necessarily mean that we don't need to make any plans or set any goals.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节，保罗说：“我是向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。”
Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
哦，这个保罗，啊，他是敬畏神的。
Paul is a man who fears God.
啊，这个保罗，啊，他是任凭神来指引他的道路。
And he is one who follows God's direction.
啊，但是在这里保罗说他是有目标的。
But yet here Paul says that he has a goal.
啊，而且呢，他一步一步的继续的往这个目标来前进。
And in fact, he tirelessly pressed toward this goal.
哦，所以目标对我们人生的每一个层面都是重要的。
So it is important to set a goal in every aspect of our life.
哦，也就是说，我们每一个阶段，我们生活的每一个层面都应该要有一些目标。
In other words, in every phase of our life or every aspect of our life, we all need to set goals.
生活的很多层面，而且是必须要有一个很明确的目标。
In fact, our goals must be very clear to us.
到底我们要往哪里走
？Exactly, what direction are we going toward?
不但知道往哪里走，而且还要知道要如何走。
Not only do we need to know which direction we're going, we need to know how to get there.
为什么立下目标是这么的重要？
Why is it so important for us to set goals?
既然我们活着，我们需要活得，我们希望我们活得好，活得成功。
We all want to live a successful and a rich life.
定下目标，常常就是决定，我们人生成功的条件之一。
But setting a goal is one of the first things we have to do to make sure our life can be successful.
我们看到这些魔幻的人物。几乎没有一个人物，他是在人生里头没有目标的。
If you look at all the exemplary figures, just about every one of them has set some goals.
他们之所以成为魔幻啊，就是他们在人生，他们的人生美好，他们的人生很有成就。
The reason why they can be our models or our examples is because they have lived a successful and a good life.
那他们之所以成功，因为 他们很早就立下的目标。
And the reason why they can be successful, one of the reasons why is because they have set goals for themselves early on.
他们知道他们要往哪里去。
They knew which way they had to go.
在这个过程当中，他们也不断的在思考我要如何的走。
And in the process of reaching their goals, they continue to think about how they must take steps toward the goal.
除非你不想有一个美好的人生，你才不需要去为你自己定下目标。
Unless you don't really want a good life, then you don't need to set a good goal.
我们来看，我们每一个人大概应该都有目标，也可能不太一样。
And I believe each and every one of us have some goals, and they are perhaps different.
那我们来看圣经的人物他们所立的目标。
Let's take a look at some biblical figures this morning to see what kind of goals did they set for themselves.
因为在信仰生活里头他们是我们的模范。
Because spiritually speaking, they are our examples.
在昨天我们有提到但以理。
Last night we talked about Daniel.
今天早上我们先来看一下保罗。
This morning, let's first take a look at Apostle Paul.
我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10。
第十节，保罗说：“我现在要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人喜欢吗？我若仍旧讨人喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。”
Chapter 1 verse 10, Book of Galatians. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I speak to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ.
这时候保罗他称自己是基督的仆人。
Here, Paul recognized himself as a bond servant of God.
他的生活跟他的信仰是一体的。
His faith and his everyday life is connected together.
所以呢，他的一个很重要的人生目标就是要得到神的喜悦。
So one of the important goals he has set for himself is to please God.
那因为有这样的目标所以呢。他的选择跟他的行动就会根据这个目标。
And because he has set this goal, then his words and his action will naturally be impacted by this goal.
那这个所以呢，他总是要得神的心，得神的喜悦。
Whatever he does, he wanted to please God.
那有时候得人的喜悦跟得神的喜悦这个之间。有时候它是会有冲突的。
Sometimes there's a conflict between choosing to please men versus please God.
那就是这就在于说你的目标是着重于人，还是你的目标是看重神。
So then the question is, well, what is your goal? Is your goal to please men or to please God?
目标不一样，你的选择，我们的选择当然就不一样。
If your goal is different, then it will influence your choices or your decision.
目标不一样，那个行动也就不一样。
Depending on what your goal is, it would impact how you act.
那既然选择跟行动不一样，结果也一定不一样。
If it can influence your decision or your action, then it would definitely have an impact on the outcome.
那所以这个价值观就很重要。我们的价值。到底在哪里？
Again, it comes back to what you think is important. What is your value?
我们总是会面对一些困难或者困难的选择。
We will come across difficult decisions.
那在这个时候要做决定，有时候觉得很困难。
And when you have to make a difficult choice,
有时候你要做决定很困难，很难去做决定。
Sometimes it is very difficult to make a good choice.
但是把目标拿出来。
But if you are clear about your goal,
我们所设的目标会帮助我们去做决定。
Then the goal that we have set will help us make the right choice.
我们看保罗在他的生活当中，他所做的选择、决定都跟他的目标有关系。
If you take a closer look at how Paul makes his decisions in life, it often ties back to his goals.
有谁愿意挨饿？
Who's willing to go hungry willingly?
有谁愿意被人恨恶？
Who would choose to be despised?
有谁愿意被逼迫？
Who would voluntarily suffer?
而保罗在他的人生里头。他常常经历这样的事情。
But yet in Paul's life, he often came across these situations.
啊，为什么他这样？他走这样的路
？Why did he choose that path？
啊，因为他的目标是明确的。
Because his goal was very clear。
啊，那啊，我们个人甚至我们的家庭都要立下目标。
We need to set goals both personally and also for our family。
我们先再来看路加福音第九章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 9。
路加福音第九章五十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51。
五十一节，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Verse 51. Now it has it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, and that he steadfastly set his face toward to go to Jerusalem.
这个五十一节啊，可以说就是路加福音的一个很重要的分段的地方。
Verse 51 is a key turning point in the book of Luke.
啊，在这里开始记载耶稣。最后一次前往耶路撒冷。
This verse begins Jesus' final journey to Jerusalem.
说最后一次，那意思就是他要被抓，他要被钉死。
When we say final choice, it means that he will be arrested and he will be crucified.
那主耶稣也被称为是人子，意思就是他也是一个真实的人。
Jesus is also known as a son of man. In other words, he was a human after all.
他以一个真实的人来面对，要面对这个十字架的这一个苦悲。
As a flesh and blood human, he had to face the persecution of the cross.
他可以选择不去。
At this point, he has a choice to run away.
但是呢，这个又是天父的旨意。
But yet, he knew it was the Heavenly Father's will.
所以这当中就会有。这个内心里头的这种挣扎
，So you can imagine the struggle he may had in his heart。
所以这就是面对困难的时候要做决定。
Now he has to make a tough decision。
那在这里说他是很肯定的，甚至立志的要往耶路撒冷。
Here in verse 51 says that he walked forward toward Jerusalem steadfastly。
对人来讲，耶稣的这一个决定是。是对的，是最重要的。
To those of us who read this passage afterwards, we know that this is the right decision. It is a good decision.
因为耶稣他必须上耶路撒冷，才能够为我们来完成、来成全这个救恩。
In hindsight, we know that he has to go toward Jerusalem to finish his work of salvation.
那因为耶稣所设的目标，让他能够做出这一个最重要。对人类来讲最有益处的决定。
Because Jesus was very clear about his goal, that's why he's able to make this important decision, so important that impacts the entire humankind.
这就是为什么我们需要学习圣经来给我们立下这个好的对的目标。
Today it is important for us to study the word of the Lord, so that we can set the right goals.
有对的目标就能够在做决定的时候，帮助我们做对的决定。
When we have the right goals, it will help us make right decisions.
我们再来谈每一个家庭应该也要有目标。
Now let's think about the goals that we should set for our family.
那我们在座有很多是父母亲。
There are many parents who are sitting among us.
那我们为我们的家庭设立什么目标
？What kind of goals have we set for our family?
这个有责任爱儿女的父母亲其实常常是会很关心自己的儿女。
As parents who love our children, who care for our children, we do think about what we should do for our children.
在这个很关心的当中有时候好像是在为儿女做一些选择跟决定。
And as we care and love our children, often we would inevitably make decisions for our children.
再怎么说，因为爱，我们一定会做这样的事情。
And we will make these sacrifices because we love our children.
但是在这个过程当中，也因为这样子， 就也常常会引起父母跟儿女之间的一些啊不必要的摩擦或者冲突。
But because we try to make decisions for our children, often that becomes a source of conflict between the parents and the children.
所以我们做父母亲的也要常常啊提醒我们自己哈、啊，不要做哈、啊、有一种父母亲叫做直升机飞机哈、啊，就是直升机父母亲，就儿女的什么事情都是父母在决定，啊在。
So we should remind ourselves not to become helicopter parents who come in and rescue our children or to make decisions for them.
哦，毕竟神在造人真的是很奇妙，每一个个体他都是独特的。
God indeed is amazing. He created each and every person with their own mind and their own will.
哦，不错，是我们的儿女。但是他也是一个独立的个体。
Yes, they are our children. However, they each one of them is their own person.
哦，儿女有很多跟很像我们，但是他是独特的。
They are an independent individual. However much they may be alike from us.
哦，所以我们爱他们，关心他们啊，但是要常常提醒自己，不要替他们决定太多的事情。
So while we continue to love and care for them, we should remind ourselves not to make too many decisions for them.
但是这不等于说我们不需要为家庭立下目标。
However, this does not mean that we don't set any goals for our whole family.
我们请看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
耶稣雅记二十四章十五节。
Joshua chapter 24:15.
十五节，若是你们以为侍奉主不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。
Verse 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served.That were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是耶稣亚年纪老迈啊的时候所发生的事情。
This is an incident that happened when Joshua was already old.
啊，或许这也是最后一次他跟这些百姓来对话。
And perhaps this may be the last public speech that he makes toward the people.
啊，那他要跟他们谈一个很重要的事情。
He wanted to say something very important to the people.
啊，这个会影响到他们的将来。
It will have an impact on their future.
啊，当然也会影响到现在。
It will have an impact on their presence now.
哦，就是他们要敬拜的对象到底是谁。
That is.Whom should be the person that they worship?
哦，那这个耶稣亚不愿意，他虽然是他们的啊这个领袖，但是他不愿意为百姓做决定。
Even though Joshua is considered their leader, he did not want to make this decision for the people.
哦，他希望百姓自己来做决定。
Rather, he wanted the people to make this decision for themselves.
哦，但是他却为自己的家庭。来做这样的决定。
Yet he made this important decision for his family.
哦，他觉得这个是必须的、必要的家庭的目标。
He felt that this was a very important and indispensable goal for his own family.
啊，他已经年纪老迈。
He is already old.
家里的很多事情，应该已经不是他在负责。是他的儿女在负责。
You can imagine, there are many things in his family that he doesn't manage directly anymore, and probably his children will take care of them.
哦，但是这件事情，整个家庭的目标，他还是能够代表全家来表达。
But in this one matter, in this one important goal for the family, he still represents their voice.
哦，那儿女应该没有什么不同的意见。
And I believe that his children would not have.A different opinion on this.
哦，整个家族这是他们共同的目标。
For his own house and his family, this is their common goal.
哦，我们希望我们年老的时候都能够像耶稣一样，代表我们全家来表达我们信仰的立场。
I hope that when we become old, we could be like Joshua. Our voice will represent the faith of our whole family.
哦，那我们从现在就要很清楚的在我们家庭里头 来 立下这个宗教信仰的目标。
And starting now, we should already set this religious goal for our family.
哦，所以耶稣亚说，我和我的家，我们必定侍奉神。
Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." 哦，
那再来，我们来看，那我们所敬拜的主耶稣，他给我们的目标是什么？
Let's now take a look at what are the goals our Lord Jesus has given us.
我们请看啊，哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
啊，第一节保罗说，你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, Paul says, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
好，我们再看以弗所书第五章。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children.
哦，那从这里我们可以看到神啊，主耶稣他所给我们的目标是什么？
Here we could clearly see what the goals that Jesus has set for us.
啊，就是我们要去，我们要啊，不断的努力的来效法主耶稣基督。
That we should continue to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，那这个保罗啊，他有个目标，就是要得到神的喜悦。
Paul, as we mentioned, has set a goal to please God.
啊，那所以呢，保罗他也知道基督给我们的目标啊，就是来效法基督。
And that is why he's very clear that Jesus has set a goal for us that for us to imitate Christ.
哦，所以我们在生活里头的目标就是啊，我们去喜欢主耶稣所喜欢的事情。
So one of the goals we can set for ourselves in our life is to delight in the things that delights our Lord Jesus.
哦，那我们去做主耶稣所喜悦的事情。
And to do what Jesus was pleased with.
哦，那所以保罗他为什么花很多时间在祷告？
Why did Paul spend so much time in his prayer?
哦，这个保罗他是法利赛人，他已经懂很多圣经，但是他还是继续不断的在学习。
Paul was a Pharisee. He knew the Bible already. He knew the Scripture very well already. But yet he continues to study.
哦，因为他真的立下这个目标，我要效法基督。
Because he set this goal to be like Christ.
啊，去学习，知道，然后去做。
To learn it, to understand it, and to do it.
今天我们也常常把效法基督这句话放在心里，挂在嘴巴上。
Today we should also set this goal for ourselves to imitate Christ.
啊，但是我们也要常常反省一下。衡量一下。
And what that means is that we need to examine ourselves often.
啊，我们这个啊，其实只是自我的一种表现、实现呢，还是我们真的在效法基督？
Are we only trying to realize our own dreams, or are we truly trying to imitate Christ?
哦，我们是得到自己的喜悦呢，还是我们真的要得到主耶稣的喜悦？
Are we pleasing ourselves, or are we trying to truly please our Lord Jesus?
两种心态都会让人很投入很努力。
Regardless of which direction we're going, we could spend a lot of our time and effort in going after these things.
在别人来看呢，都是一样的很热心很用心很努力。
And to an outsider, on the surface, it looks like we're doing the same thing. We are spending our time and effort, we work very hard.
包括我们自己，我们都会以为说我是在效法基督，我是在让神得到喜悦。
And in fact, it may be deceiving even to ourselves that I'm working really hard. I'm imitating Christ.
但是最后主耶稣他怎么看
？But in the end, how does the Lord look at us?
很有可能主耶稣看的不是我们自己所想的。
Perhaps the Lord will look at us differently than the way we look at ourselves.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 23.
二十三节，主耶稣说：“我明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
Chapter 7 verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
为什么主耶稣 主耶稣对这些人说我不认识你们。
Why did Jesus say I do not know you?
甚至主耶稣对这些人说你们是作恶的人。
In fact, Jesus labeled these people as people who practice lawlessness.
那其实这些人是谁？
Who are these people?
那这些人他们到底做了什么事情？
What did they do? What they have done?
我们看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?"
今天我们如果看二十二节，有这样的人在我们的眼前。
If there's a person that could do what verse 22 describes.
我们一定会说，哇，这个人是一定蒙主耶稣的喜悦。
We would naturally categorize this person as somebody who pleases the Lord.
我们一定会说，这个人就是一个效法基督的人。
We probably will say that this person must imitate Christ.
但是却出乎我们的意料，主耶稣的回答说，我不认识他们。
Unexpectedly, here Jesus says, I never knew him.
主耶稣甚至说他们是作恶的人。
In fact, Jesus says that these are people who practice lawlessness.
怎么会差这么多？
Why would it be so off?
所以啊，真的，这个人的心常常不是我们肉眼所能够看得出来的。
Indeed, it is not easy for us to see through someone's heart.
所以我们真的常常要给自己有安静的时刻。
So this is why it's important for us to quiet down ourselves.
让我们自己想一想。
To really examine.
是的，我定下的目标。
Yes, I have set a goal.
那我是如何来迈向我的目标？
How am I walking toward this goal?
在这个过程当中，我的心思意念是不是有点扭曲了？
And in this process of going toward this goal, have I kept the right mind?
我们一定要一直保持着一个很单纯、很善良的一个动机。
Have I maintained the right motive so that it is still good and innocent?
因为这神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy and pure God.
所以呢，他对我们的要求最基本的当然也是这样子，圣洁单纯。
Therefore, He also required that we serve Him with holiness and with a pure heart.
用一个圣洁单纯的心。来效法主耶稣基督。
We ought to imitate Christ with holiness and with a pure heart.
用一个圣洁单纯的心来做他所喜悦的事情。
We ought to do what pleases him out of holiness and a pure heart.
绝对不要说很热心很努力的主耶稣说我不认识你。
It would be a waste for us to work so hard and at the end for him to say to us, I never knew you.
如果我们一直保持能够一直努力保持这种圣洁单纯的心。
If we could continue to maintain this holiness and a pure heart,
主耶稣是知道的。
Our Lord Jesus knows us.
他早就知道了。
He already knows our heart.
这个我们所做的还没有结果出来，他已经喜欢我们了。
Before we even finish the work, accomplish our task, He already knows our heart and He's already pleased.
我们常常是看到结果，我们来称赞这一个人。
Often we will praise somebody only when they finish their work.
我们看到他的成功，我们来喜欢这一个人。
We will only delight in someone when we see their success.
那所以当然我们也常常会看错。
And that's why we often pass the wrong judgment on someone.
那主耶稣却不是这样子。
But this is not how the Lord Jesus look at men.
我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
第四节，亚伯因着信，献祭以神比该隐所献的更美因此便得了称义的见证。就是神指他礼物所做的见证，他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Verse 4, By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and through it, he being dead still speaks.
这里是在提到亚伯跟该隐的献祭。
This verse talks about the sacrifice offered by Abel and Cain.
如果看结果的话，这个亚伯后来被该隐杀了。
If you look at the outcome, you see that Abel was actually killed by Cain.
神没有保守他的生命，是神不喜欢吗？不喜欢他吗
Is it because God was not pleased with the sacrifice? That's why God did not preserve his life?
如果我们人的话，看结果，我们一定对亚伯这一个人，跟神之间的关系，我们一定会有一些的怀疑。
As human, if we just look at the outcome superficially, we see that Abel was killed, therefore we will cast a question about the sacrifice he offered to God.
如果他是神所爱的，如果他跟神有一个美好的关系，他为什么他会被谋杀？
Why would he be murdered if his sacrifice was right, if he had a good relationship with God, if he was close to God?
但是神已经看了整个过，已经知道整个过程。
But yet God has already seen the entire matter.
这个亚伯他是用一个圣洁单纯的心他来得神的喜悦。
Abel was able to please God with a pure and holy heart.
所以这里神为他做见证说，他虽然死了，他仍旧在讲话。
Here, that's why it says, God testifies, of Abel's gift, and even though he's dead, he still speaks.
他虽然死了，他仍然在做见证。
Even though he's already dead, he continues to bear testimony.
今天我们还常常提起亚伯的献祭。
Even today, we are still talking about Abel's sacrifice.
第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
在这里最后一句话说，这个其实以诺还没有被接去的之前，他已经，神已经喜悦他了。
If you could take a look at the latter part of this verse closely, it says that before he was taken, he already had his testimony that he pleased God.
在人来看，我们看到他没有经过死被神弃弃了。
As humans, what we see is that he did not go through death, he was taken away by God.
我们看到这个结果，我们说，哇，这是一个神所喜悦的人。
We see this result, this outcome, and we come to the conclusion that this must be a man who pleased God.
那在这里提醒我们说，其实在这个之前，神已经喜悦他了。
But here this verse tells us, reminds us that even before he was taken, God was already pleased with him.
因为我们人常常只是很在意结果是怎样。
As a human, we often only emphasize on the outcome and on the results.
也因为这样，我们就会常常将我们起初那个圣洁单纯的心给扭曲了。
And because of that, we would often forget about the pure and holy heart that we must have.
一个人如果真的很太看重那个结果的成功，常常就会有这个偏差。
If a person only emphasize too much on the result, on the outcome, then often their motives would be twisted.
所以神其实一直在提醒我们，你不要，你定目标，但是你不用太在意那个结果。
But God continues to remind us that yes, set your goals, but don't care too much about the outcome.
保持着你那种圣洁单纯的心。
Instead, remain a simple and holy heart.
这个是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
当然，既然定了目标，我们还是希望能够达到目标。
Of course, for all of us who set a goal, we all hope to attain that goal.
神也常常会让我们达到目标。
And God will help us attain our goals.
所以这个过程当中是要计划的。
But in this process, of reaching our goals, we have to make a plan.
而且它可能不是只有一个步骤，所以要一步一步的往前进。
And this plan may involve not only one step, but several steps.
我们看到圣经里头很多的人他们完成了很多的事情。
We see that many great figures in the Bible could accomplish much in their life.
比如说这个尼西米，他定了一个目标，我要回耶路撒冷来修筑城墙。
For example, Prophet Nehemiah set a noble goal to go back to Jerusalem to repair the walls.
这是一个目标，这也是一个困难的目标。
This is a goal and a difficult goal.
因为这个不是他一个人就能够去完成的。
Because this is a project that he alone cannot accomplish.
那也不是说有很许多的人跟他一起来做就能够完成。
And in fact, this is not a project that he and many people could accomplish alone.
他先要投入这一个计划跟目标。
Not only did he have to first make a plan and set a goal.
而且他要邀请 许多的人跟他一起来做。
He had to invite these people to voluntarily come and work along with him.
还有他一定要求神来跟他同在，跟他们同工。
And he also needed God to work with them and to help them.
有了这些，还要面对很多的挑战跟困难。
And even with all these support, he still had to face many challenges and difficulties.
所以在尼希米记就在描写这个过程。
So the book of Nehemiah describes this process of him attaining that goal.
一个很困难的目标，结果尼希米在不到两个月，他就把耶路撒冷的城墙这个修筑完成。
It seems like such an insurmountable goal, but yet in a matter of 2 months, he was able to complete the repair.
是的，很多时候我们这个照着我们的我们信仰上的认识，我们定下的目标，是的，我们可以达到。
Yes, indeed. Sometimes when we set a goal in our faith, we can reach those goals.
而且这些目标也常常影响很大很远。
And these once we reach these goals, it would have a great and long-lasting impact.
尼希米用不到两个月把城墙修筑完成。
Nehemiah spent less than 2 months to repair the walls.
这耶路撒冷的城墙继续维持了大概500年。
And the walls of the city of Jerusalem stood there for 500 years.
所以定下目标去达成真的很重要。
It is important for us to not only set goals but also to reach our goals.
可能影响我们的一生，甚至影响到我们的家族。
It may impact not only our life but also many generations to come.
那我已经有提过了，不一定每个目标它都会达成。
I already mentioned that we may not realize every one of our goal.
这就是为什么我们说，赞美诗说，我们任凭神来引导我们的路。
Once again, this is why the hymn book reminds us that we will follow him wherever he leads us.
有时候真的是我们自己心想这样的目标是好的，是对的。
Sometimes when we consider a goal is good,
那基本上来讲，我们照着我们的信仰来立的目标，也常常是好的，是对的。
And it's indeed, if we set these goals from based on a good and religious motive, these goals may be good.
但是我们一定要提醒我们自己，还有神呢。
But we have to remind ourselves, where does God fit into our in this plan, in the goal?
神怎么看？
And how does God view us?
有一个很明显的例子，就是大卫。
Let me give you a very clear example from David.
这个大卫，神爱他，他也很爱神。
David loved God, and God loved David.
所以大卫曾经立志要为神来建造这个圣殿。
So David set a goal to build a temple for God.
这个先知拿单一听，哇，这个好啊。
When Prophet Nathan heard of this goal, he said, "This is a good idea."
所以当场就赞成，而且祝福他。
So immediately, he supported David and blessed him.
但是神马上告诉拿单说，我没有要让大卫来做这个事情。
But God immediately revealed to Nathan that I don't want David to do this work.
所以并不是说我们的目标不好或者不对。
So it doesn't mean that we set the wrong goals or a bad goal.
原来神有更好的看见。
But God has a different plan.
所以呢，我们还是一样的信靠神。
So it's important for us to just trust God.
我们求神再给我们其他的机会。
We ask God to give us a different opportunity.
甚至这个可能我们有一些缺失在这个过程里头。
And perhaps we might make some mistakes along the process.
有时候也不要放弃，求神再给我们一个机会。
We don't need to give up. We could ask God for another chance.
我们再更多的努力。
And we need to work harder.
虽然大卫他没有亲自来建造这个圣殿。
Even though David did not have the opportunity to personally help build this temple,
但是大卫也为建造圣殿，他出了很多的力量，跟这个精神。
But yet he still spent a lot of time and energy preparing for the building of the temple.
这个神甚至把这个圣殿的整个蓝图是启示给大卫。
In fact, David was the person whom God revealed the blueprint of the temple.
虽然圣殿不是他盖的，但是在整个过程当中，他是一个 实际的参与者。
Even though he did not physically put his hand on the construction of the temple, but he was definitely somebody who was intimately involved with the building.
哦，所以那个结果很重要，但不是最重要的。
Once again, the outcome is important, but it's not the most important thing.
哦，这个神所要看的常常是我们的态度。
But instead, what God cares more is our heart and our attitude.
所以我们求神帮助我们，啊，来设下一些重要的目标。
May God help us to set some very important goals in our life.
哦，啊，让我们一步一步的努力的来达到目标。
May God help us that we can continue to take steps toward that goal.
我们一起唱诗356首。
Let us sing hymn number 356.